Hello, Rabbi Glantz. Hello, everybody.
I was in Israel last week. I flew back with sitting next to a guy. He said he was in Rabbi Lubav's class in elementary school in Dov Revel. His name was Charles Block. Name
Okay.
name
Sounds
him.
familiar. What does he do?
I think he's an attorney, but he ended up marrying the Biyana Rebbe's sister.
So he's from. Okay, you never know because he went to a mixed day school. Yeah, I know.
I didn't think that when he told me he was with Rabbi Laban, I didn't enter my mind. That's why I wasn't thinking that.
It was separate in Hebrew, but then in English it was mixed. Those were the days. What's the school? Hebrew was separate because you couldn't learn Gemara with girls, but English was mixed. Okay, it was also in Ivrit, Ashkenazi Ivrit. I don't think there is such a thing anymore. Okay, all right, anyway. All right, I'm a little under the weather, so people, please be nice to me. Hello, hello. More than a little under the weather. Okay. So we're starting the main sugya of Cheskes Sabbatim. So let's try and do this carefully, slowly. There's a this is the this is you know till now we were doing Hochei Usha, okay, Pashtus, even though we saw last time it's not so Pashut, but Pashtus, we don't pass like Hochei Usha, even though there's a shaila that maybe we do paskin like Hochei Usha. Some people, that was that piece in the Gaon HaSfar, that it's not so pashut that Hochei Usha got slugged up, and it could be that Rav Yosef was trying to defend Hochei Usha. But okay, but pashtus, we don't go with Hochei Usha, so we go with this Gemara. Okay, so Et Amar Rava. So Rava, Eva means that Rava is dropping everything from before, the brand new pshat. What pshat in Cheskes Gimel Shanim? Shasa kamaisa macho inish. Tarte macho. Tlaslo macho. In other words, human nature is that I wouldn't, one year that you went into my field, okay, I'm not going to protest. I'll be meichel. You stole my crops. 2 years, okay, I'll be meichel. In 3 years, I'm not going to be meichel. So therefore, pashut pshat is, so it's a raya, right? It's a raya that I sold it, which is different than Hochei Usha. Even if you learn Hochei Usha is Milsa B'no Taima, then for sure it's different. But even if you learn Hochei Usha is Milsa B'taima, Hochei Usha held that really 1 year is a raya. Except that we learn out from Shur HaMoed that one raya is not enough. We need three rayas. So Hochei Usha is really saying that a person would protest after 1 year also. That was Hochei Usha. Person would protest after 1 year, but you need 3 years because otherwise you don't have the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. To Shoran Muad, you need three rayas.
As long as you have three eatings, three crops, right?
Right, so I'm saying, but according to the Hochei Usha, you need three proofs. That's the difference between Rabbah and Hochei Usha. Hochei Usha hold that one proof isn't good enough. We learn out from Shoran Muad that you need three proofs. And Rabbah is saying that all you need is one proof. But you only get one proof after 3 years. Right? That's what it seems to be. Now the question is, how strong is this proof? Torah. Excuse me. You have to say that this proof is strong enough to be Maitzi Mamin, because which is not so pashut. Right? Yeah. What?
Is it a proof that he sold it, or proof that the way we look at it is we have still have no idea, and we're just presuming that he's no longer the Marikama and he's the Balaam?
I don't follow the second way. Why are we? If it's Pashas, it's a proof that he sold it.
We don't know. We don't really know what's going on. That there's a nature of people. We have to see real Anan Sahadi. We have to see things in order to give Mama. We just don't know.
That's Pashim Shat. Well, otherwise, how does it work?
Not a foolproof thing. This is the nature. It's saying it's a cheskas bailum. That's all. We just have to assume that this is what it is. We don't know for sure.
I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. The other person's a marikam, but there's nothing, you know, in Shura Mu'ed. So there was a Svara. Rashi Taisa says, Milsa Bilal Taima, you take away, you transfer Muksik. But Rava here is not working. He's working misvara. You're not meicha. You're the minute gets me makbis. You weren't makbis. So what? So there's only a parship shot.
We no longer should assume. We should no longer assume that he's acting like a Murakami. He's acting like somebody who sold it. We don't know for sure. So we'll say the burden of proof is on him to say he didn't.
I don't hear any svara. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just because he's acting. So now, why does it change who the burden of proof is on? It doesn't. I don't know what the svara for that is.
Because that's the way of the world. Rabbi said the svara, the way of the world, that things have to work. We have to have order to things. We can't just have people on forever. And there's a say that there's a CCS about time. They got to do things.
Okay, so you're saying it's Rabbanan.
Maybe. I'm just saying it's presumption.
You don't know if it's Rabbanan. It's Rabbanan. I didn't hear you say that, okay? It's Rabbanan. Fine, but I push him shot. Worship shot, it's not, you know, say Jeroboam. We'll see. Maybe when we get to watching the star, that's where they throw in Jeroboam. At this point, I don't see people, I don't know. Okay. If you say, it could be, if you mean Jeroboam, and I hear. Okay. I apologize. I didn't know you were meaning Jeroboam.
I was just saying it's just not we just don't know. It's not an Ansahadi. It's not using the word an Ansahadi. That's what I was trying to say. The Mela, if you want to call it, but whatever, it's not an Ansahadi. That's what a Maisa that happened. It's a nature. Sometimes people eat 5 years and people are not Meichel. Sometimes they are. I'm just saying at this point, it's the normal Derech. That's what I was just, they don't say an Ansahadi here. I didn't see that.
Okay. I don't know. I don't agree with you. Unless you say it's Rabban. But okay. Let's continue. I would like to assume at this point in time that we're going to deraisa. Let's see Rashi. Mocho inish. Al peris karko la oda ba'eichla. Because he's mocho the peris. In other words, because this guy went down and he ate the peris for 3 years. So since he ate the peris, so he's mocho. So let's see the Rashbam. It's also asserted. I think the.
It starts with Rav Nachman only.
Oh, that's later. Okay. Okay. Weiter. Okay. Omer Rava. Shasa Kemaisa Mocho Inish. Tati Mocho. Traso Mocho. Omer Re Abaya. Enemy Ata. Yehadra Ara. Yehadra Devari Peri. So if the first year is Michael, so now if he comes in the second year and he protests, so granted, he'll get his field back, but he doesn't get the Paris because he was obviously Michael. Because human nature, is he might be Michael the first year. So the fact that he didn't protest the first year, we tie that up that he was Michael. So Mimele, he doesn't have. He shouldn't have to pay back the payers. Alam Amar Rav Nachman Hadra Ara Hadra Peri. Rav Nachman says not like that. And Amar Rava. So this is Rava again. Rava, but changing. Shasa Kamaisa Lo Kapti Inchi. Karti Lo Kapti. Lost Kapti. In other words, it's not that he's Mocho, but even though he's not Mocho, but he doesn't say anything. He keeps quiet. So there's no raya. There's only a raya after 3 years. Okay, let's see Rashi. This is it's still in Rashi. Given the Atrei Shani Mochel, since in 2 years he's Michael, the Hadir Ara, you should return the land, the Mishayatar of Ira, and the Saif Shnayim.
Shnayim.
I mean, given the Atrei Shani Mochel, the Hadir Ara, the Mishayatar of Ira, the Saif Shnayim. The person who's holding it, the Hadir Ara, the Bainim, should have to give back the land. The bar, the peri, except for the peri. No mocho, they have aluye, because he was Michael. Alam amar av Nachman, the kamer shmaitin. Okay. So let's see now the Rashbam. Alam amar av Nachman, the kamer shmaitin. The guy maxi pekarka chavera, chavera vazal idach vaisi sadi, the ochle in taratin shanim, vilo yaiser. Amar av yaisen, hajar ara, vajar peri shashne shanim. So therefore, Rava says, "Tarti lo kati, al mashezeh yore netok sadayu shel chaveiro v'lo reshuso umiu peri lo malcho." What's the? So he takes out the word shel chaveiro, and he changes it to dayu. Masha said, "You're the Toksa Deyu, but I'll reshuso." It's the Chayrin show that, you know, we're talking about. Yeah. All right. Last copy. Ho Vishilesh Bavlaso. Vikones below reshuso Biden. Vizen Shoshosa below Micha. Vadai Mokolo.
Did he just show that to Rava from a Nachman wrong in Svara? In other words, Rava thinking he had made up a Svara about Machel, and he says, by the way, Rav Nachman says you're wrong. Rava is wrong in Svara. It's very interesting. Like, he thought that people were Machel, and that's the Chesed Shem Sharm. Now you just found out that it's not true. People are not Machel. Is that the switch?
What it sounds like.
And it's like, it's just very funny that it's Mamish, like, pun faker from Rava's Svara. It's like,
okay.
Rava didn't know about Reb Nachman.
That's also.
Okay. I don't know.
Rava was a Talmud of Reb Nachman.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway, I have a different question too. Rashi says, Tlas Kapti. Ho Vishilish Bablaso.
That's the next piece. Kapeda, no?
We did that, no?
I think you just did Mechila.
No, about the Rav.
We did the Kepeda. We did the Kepeda.
You did Kepeda already? Okay.
The Rav says, the Rashi says, the last copy, Ho'el v'shilesh b'avlaso, v'koneis b'lo reshus ha'bayim, v'shesh v'shosak b'lo micha, v'adai mochrelo. So, it's a little funny, Rashi, is that Hoshib Shad, this is Rashi's, this Rashbam, yes, thank you. Pashup Shat, Rava's new shot is basically exactly the same as Rava's old shot. According to Rava's old shot, why is there a chazaka? Because the fact that you were Shasak below Micha, Vadei Machrilo.
Right.
Except the only difference is, and the first shot we say, that the first 2 years he's Micha. The second shot, we say he's not Michael, but he doesn't scream. Right. So it's only like a side machloikas.
Right. So why is he saying Shilesh three times? It should be one time.
No. That's not what I'm bothered. What makes him, it's the three times that makes him upset. That's okay. I just said, why does Rashi have to say anything? Rashbam have to say anything? In other words, he's repeating Rava. Rava's basically saying the same thing he always said. He's just changing on some side point. So there's no reason to repeat the basic Yisrael that Rava said before. If the Rashbam felt that this, you know, like, okay, we don't have the Rashbam before, and the truth is on Rava's first shot. But it's almost like it's redundant. Rava's first shot was basic, since you were Shasak B'Al Micha, B'Adai Machlelo. That was also Rava's first shot. There's no, in this point, there's no difference between Rava's first shot and Rava's second shot.
There is, three times.
Well, the only difference between Rava's first shot and second shot is whether during the first 2 years he's Michael the Paris. Everything else remains the same.
It should be, but he's telling you three times. That's what I think. That's the change.
What do you mean he's telling you three times?
We have the three times in the first shot also.
No, your Rebbe said it was one time.
In one.
That's in Hoche Usha. We're talking about it with the first shot in Rava, Mechila.
Yes, I think Rebbe said the Mechila goes over the whole 3 year period. It's one Mechila.
The first 2 years in Mechila. Third year is no Mechila. So there's one Raya which occurs after 3 years. And that's,
right.
And that's what here now also. There's one Raya.
But what's the, why does it say Shilesh?
That's what causes the one Raya. What makes me blow my top is after Yeshilesh Biavlaso. I only get
in years. In years.
3 years.
Okay.
But there's one Raya.
When did the Rashbam start? Maybe the Rashbam just started writing over here.
Yeah, but still was. It's still very funny. Like,
He's just getting on. He just picked up the pen. He never wrote before this.
So, I mean, he relied on the fact that you understood the Gemara before. You understood the Gemara before. So you knew this already. So Rashbam has to say things that were understood already because he didn't start writing yet. It just sounds funny. Again, let me read the Rashbam again.
I thought he's saying a chiddush over the last shot because Yidafka needed that he's going below Yerushus. It can't be something that a person's, in other words, he has to be prompting him, and that's going to lead up to the next kasha, the shiur maybe, but the point is that he says, Hoyo went below Yerushus. The other person who went, not Yidafka went Yerushus, he could have gone with Yerushus, but the mice, in other words, it's not the Loy Yerushus on the Mechila. Over here he says, Hoyo below Yerushus. Yidafka went, and he did something mamish in Avla and Avera. Now we can start talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim. If he went in, maybe he didn't notice him. Maybe it's Pariv. It wasn't Mach, but this and that. It's a different part. This is a Naya part. Somebody had to go in and do mamish beloy rishus. Now we can start talking about Hakpadas.
And what's in the first shot?
The first shot is a person. Everybody goes to people's fruit and they eat. They go to, you go to buy somebody's field. You take an apple. It's not a vlasa. You didn't do that vera in there. Everybody's taking fruit and eating. Now the question is, how long till it starts like that? Over here, the guy went in and he said, "You're not allowed to be here." And he says, "I'm here anyways." Avlasa hoyul b'loy rishus. That was never a concept we had. In order to start chesed gimel shana, we needed an avla. Now we can start.
And as you want to say, I don't know if George is what you're saying, but according to the first shot, since the first 2 years he's Meicho, so it's not that you did three avlas. It's you know, you wouldn't say you're doing three avlas. It's you did only the third year was the avla. The first 2 years, you're saying that if according to the first shot, the first 2 years I'm Meicho. So I don't really view that you're doing an avla. Okay, you know, I'm a generous person. So, okay, it's not an if I ask you, what do you think about this guy? Did he do the avla? What avla? Yeah, I was very happy. I mean, Machnis Orech. The guy went in, I was Meicho. So the avla only occurred, according to the first shot, at the third year. So the third year is an avla. According to last shot, in other words, according to the first shot, you need 3 years for it to become an avla. And now it becomes an avla, and that's why you should protest. According to the second shot, every year is an avla. Except even though it's an avla, I don't say anything. Okay, I hear there is a little difference there.
That's not the parsha on the Gemara. The parsha on the Gemara that was just in order to make the guy chayef to give the fruits back. But Belulay, the issue of the fruits, everything was the same, no?
Yeah, but now that we're saying that he has to get the fruits back. So that means that's really an avla.
But and by Michael it wasn't an avla.
There's a problem here, man.
No, but they don't say my Michael
is bothered by a problem. Once you say that he's not Michael the fruits, so that means that it's an avla. So why doesn't he protest right away? So you have to say a chiddush. And maybe that's what Rashi's adding. I didn't think of the other. In the first shot, the guy's meichel the fruits. He's a baal chesed. So he doesn't view it as an avla. So he didn't protest. That's because he's not. It's not an avla. Why should I protest? I'm a baal chesed. I'm very happy that someone, I have a gemach. Someone's using my stuff. Very nice. It's very nice. I'm not protesting. When the guy overtakes my generosity, so then I protest. So according to the first shot, it's very simple. You protest as soon as there's an avla. But according to the second shot, there's really an avla right away. Haraya, I'm not meichel. It's geneva. So the poshup shot is if there's an avla right away, so you should protest right away. So the second shot has to be mechadesh and chiddush, that even though there's an avla right away, I keep quiet, and I don't blow up until there are three avlas. Okay, so that is a slight difference between the two pshatim. It doesn't answer my basic problem, is the end of Rashi. Rashi said, "Vizesh sasek v'lomicha v'adai makrilo v'rashbam." I mean, that l'chara is true in the first pshat also, but it's just a slightly different. In the first pshat, it's because you would blow up with one avla. Because, you know, the guy, there's a certain amount of chesed people do, but more than that, they don't do chesed, and then it starts the avla. When there's an avla, you blow up. According to the second shot, the avla starts right away. But even though there's an avla, the man has shut him, I don't say anything. But when there's 3 years, I say something. Okay.
I mean, it's a little hard to say that even when the person is Michael, that there's no avlo. I mean, the mice of the person is a ganav.
Is he a ganav?
Are we going to say I can go into the field and take, and you know, if he's going to make a mechal, I'll give it back to him. If he doesn't make a mechal, then it wasn't ganeva.
Okay, I don't know. In other words, according to Rava's first shot, that he's Michael, you want to know whether you're allowed to do it a chatchila. But you're saying that even he's only macho under duress. He's not macho lachatchila. He's macho, as you know, he doesn't mean passion.
I don't want to deal with it. So I'm macho.
In other words, according to French, I also you did an avla, but I'll be macho rather than take you to court. But not that I'm not upset with you. Not that, in other words, you're saying, according to the first shot, it's not that I'm opening up my field as a gemach and I have a sign, free payers for anyone who wants. You know, that's not misavra. You're saying it's that I don't want to have to worry. It's not worth it to me to make a court case over it. So I'm meichel.
Shouldn't we limit the difference between the two rubbers? The Gemara's only reason why it switched from the first Rav to the second Rav was in order for the case of the Peros,
right,
in order to get the guy to be hired to give back the Peros. But lulei that, everything should be the same.
Right.
Therefore, it should bother the guy in all situations. Alamai, the first Rav, he shouldn't have to give back the fruits because he's Michael. The second Rav, he would have to give back the fruits. But in terms of the guy himself, being upset that the guy's in his field, should be the same.
Okay.
He can be upset without doing the court case.
But that's really, if that's true, then we have a problem on Rashi. Because when Rashi says, Ho Vishinesh Bablosso, the Kanis Bilo Rishus Biden, Vizesh Shosak Bilo Micha Vade Machvelo, if what you're saying is true, which Pashas, you're right, so then that Rashi could have been said word for word on the first Rava. Right? So that's a little funny. That Rashi's explaining on the second Rava, word for word, what would have been true on the first Rava. Bishlama, if you say like Shmuel, then the first Rava is not an Avla. So at least there's some difference in the second Rava than the first Rava. So Rashi is saying something. He's repeating over in the second Rava for some reason. But if you're right, David, that then there's absolutely no difference. So you're Gupa timing that the two Pshatim are basically the same. And Rava Zimura is only changing on a side point. So why in the world should Rashi explain the point that's the same? That was really my problem. I happen to agree with you that that's a pashtus. Rashi says again, Vaho Vishish Pablaso.
Rebbe, he doesn't say, we talked about this before, but he doesn't say vade machuloi by the case of machol. Maybe over there, even if it would be a vade, it would be vade machuloi. It wouldn't be a machuloi. Maybe he's moich the whole land. Once he lets somebody stay there, he says, if he didn't process for 3 years, we don't know. Maybe he's moich on the whole land, and that's what we presume. I mean, who knows?
The Gemara already said before that Chazaka Shevim Altaina doesn't work.
He doesn't need to tie because he's Michael Tysus
told him. It's called the Chazaka Shevim Altaina. If you're that's your Taina that you bought it, it's a Chazaka Shevim Altaina.
He could be Vadi Machel, you know?
No. Then it's Chazaka Shevim Altaina. Chazaka Shevim Altaina doesn't work. That was the Gemara before.
Rabbi, doesn't the halacha to some extent become what's motivating him also? Meaning, let's say the halacha was 5 years. If he doesn't complain for 5 years, so then maybe he'll let it go for the first 4 years and he'll only complain when 5 years comes around. So his whole motivation complaint could be because of the fact that 3 years is what is the deadline, and therefore now he's complaining because he doesn't really care about the payers per se. But he cares about not giving over his whole land that he loses entirely. So like
I hear, but why? So how did it get started? Where did they come up with this magic?
I understand. It's chicken and the egg.
It's not like you. Otherwise, it wouldn't start.
Rebbe, just to explain, why in the first 2 years, at least in the Havamina, was he able to keep the fruit? Because he's Moichel the fruit. He doesn't have a taina that he bought the fruit.
Yeah,
it was a taina. How could machaloi? Where's his taina?
Yeah, why didn't you make a machal after the first year?
What? Yes,
why did you make a machal after the first year? You must have been machal to me.
Oh, this is a land. Though. You must have been machal. Rebbe said, "I'm sorry, that doesn't work because there's a taina."
Doesn't work on the karka. That's what Gemara says. Chazaka sheini motaina doesn't work. You can't argue with the Gemara. It's a Mishnah.
But the reason when the Gemara is asking that after 2 years, if the guy made a mechal after 2 years, the guy should not have to give back the peros. Chayra, only the peros of the first year. The peros of the second year he should give because you see that the guy is not mechalit.
Right, yes. But what Shmuel is asking, that he's just asking that why is it that after 3 years, if he has no taina and he says, man, you are mechal the karka, he's not believed. But if he says you're after 2 years, you're mochel the Paris, he is believed. I don't know the answer. But the Maisa, that's the halacha. First of all, many people say you can't be mochel karka. So that's maybe an easy answer. Okay, let's...
What does that mean, the Maisa being mochel karka? He has to pay rent?
3 years. The guy's there 3 years. The person then protests. And then after...
So that means mom is giving over ownership.
And then the fourth year, the guy says, what are you doing? He says, well, the fact that you didn't protest must be your maicho. So that doesn't work.
Why is it saying must be your maicho? Why isn't it saying, tining, I bought it from you?
No, if he would tine and you bought it from me, it would work. I'm saying, what if the guy's an honest guy? Not everyone's a crook. What if the guy's an honest guy? He says, no, I didn't buy it. I know I didn't buy it. I'm a squatter. But the fact that you didn't protest is a raya. You are meichel. So the din is that doesn't work. That's chazaka sheini maltaina. But
What was Rava thinking in the Havamina? It says plas meichel.
That's the Paris.
Rava thinking that's what's going to be on him.
What?
Rav is saying, the first Rav has said, Cheskes kimo shanim plus machal, and he's talking about the karka, right?
No, not talking about the karka. Talking about the peiris.
Rav is
not plas. It's tati, not plas. Plas is not machal, but tati Rashi says he's machal the peiros, not the karka.
We're trying to get Cheskes kimo shanim. Where's Rav no Cheskes kimo shanim? Elama Rav.
Since you're not meichel the peiros after 3 years, so right. It's a raya that I sold it to you, but only if the guy is claiming you sold it to me. The guy has to claim that you sold it to me. There has to be a chazaka sheishim otayna. That's a mafarish of Mishnah. It has to be a chazaka sheishim otayna. Okay, let's keep on going because we have to read a little bit more Gemara. Right, it's very interesting that Rabbi Yoshev is actually in the Gemara. I don't know where that name comes from. But okay, it's not a complimentary name in the Gemara. So it's just interesting. So Hani Debay Bar El Yoshev, the family of El Yoshev. The Kati. There's any get angry for nothing. If it's just for a little teeny thing. As if you're saying it's a raya that you sold it, and the raya is strong enough to be mighty mammon, so by Bar El Yoshev, we should have a raya right away. Oh, so this is very schwer. So maybe, so what's this kasha? So that's good for the answer. It can't be because of Nasatin Varecha Nashirim. Well, what's his problem?
I mean, I think the Ritva sort of asks the kasha.
Yeah.
And he's giving an answer. He says, the real intent is to say, there's no such thing. I mean, one guy's moich is makpid after one day, another one is a month, another guy's 2 years, another guy's a year and a half. There is no such thing as a rov. To create the chazal should make an umdana.
Well, why can't you say that by 3 years is by most people, ruba de ruba, everyone else is less. So less, nesatet varech l'shiurim.
That's his kasha. So he says it can't be. It must be there is no rov.
Okay, but I know that sounds very like what's his question? I'm not going to argue with the Ritva and see, but it makes the Kumara's question very strange. What's Rav's question? Abai's question? Just say that obviously there is a right. And the average person, Rav said an average person gets upset after 3 years. Yeah, you're asking from Bar El Yoshev, but the Pashup Shot, even Abai agrees that get rid of Bar El Yoshev, the average person is like Rava. So what's the problem?
I mean, do we even have to say that the majority of the people, we could say the upper limits are 3 years, meaning some people are a month, some people are 3 months. But since we know that the upper limit is 3 years, so we decided that 3 years would be the proof.
Yeah.
I think there are some Rishonim who learn like that. I forgot who, but there are there's a discussion about whether we apply the rule of in Kena Satal Dorach Lishurim over here.
Okay, so it's very unclear.
Are you asking a question? I'm saying
it's very unclear what Abaya's problem is. Abaya says, according to you, it should come out a strange din. And maybe you'll tell me, Ein Achinami. Imkein, Asad Devarech HaDeshiurim. So, B'chayretz Mashma, that Abai is saying that you're not allowed to have Asad Devarech HaDeshiurim. Right? That's Pshat, Asad Devarech HaDeshiurim, is that that's a no-no. That's illegal.
Is that because it goes against the Mishnah?
No, not because it goes against the Mishnah. It's because it's a rule.
In Shas.
Shas and the Gemara, it's like a rule in Shas that Chazal don't want. Halacha should be clear cut. Halacha shouldn't be a different halacha for every person. So Chazal don't want that. That's Pasha Pshat. That China Sadat for Echad Shirim. We don't want that halacha should be non-consistent. So the problem is, so Hagufa, so Abai is answering his own kasha. You're right. Really, it should come out that Bara Yoshev should have a chazaka right away. But since Nosatet Varechon Shirim and Chazal don't want that, so Chazal made a takana that we don't look at every single person individually. We take the raya that's by most people, you know, or the limit that someone said. So we take, you know, we look at the limit. If 3 years, everybody's included in 3 years. Well, if we say 3 years, then there's no problem in Osatet Varech on the Shiurim.
But we're working in a derisa level the whole time, the whole Gemara.
But then what's up? I say Osatet Varech on the Shiurim. If Abaya would have said, and as you say that's what Abaya means that it's not mashma, you know, it depends what Nasata Varechon Shiura means. If Nasata Varechon Shiura means that the halacha is not allowed to be Shiurim, then it's hard to understand Abaya's kasha. If the kasha is Nasata Varechon Shiurim, is that halacha could be Shiurim, it's just because it's not mashma that way in the Lashon of the Mishnah, okay, then Abaya would have a valid kasha. That's what Abaya meant to say, that the Lashon of the Mishnah is mashma, that there's an absolute halacha.
And the chacham,
what?
That's what going in the chachamim. That's our whole point. They can't make it really. It has to be three full years. That's the whole thing we're trying to get. Get lower than certain people. That was the whole point. We're not going in Shmuel. It has to be full 3 years.
Right.
So it can't be Shiurim.
Why not?
Because that's the whole point. Bishmol came along and said, yeah, we can do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We can make all these little things. We hold no. Some hold 3 years complete. But according to this, it would come out that somebody has one day. It could be a chazaka.
But Abaya said, and maybe you'll say in Ochinami, Kenasatet Varechon Shiurim. So we have two ways to translate Abaya's words. Abaya is saying that there's a hashkafa in Kol HaTorah Kula, that you can't have, halacha cannot be nitein shiurim. And therefore, even if in Kol HaTorah Kula, we have to round out the halacha to what's new for most people. And we make like a low plug or whatever, because you can't have an asatet varechon shiurim. If that's what Abaya means, which is a pashut pshat, then we don't understand what Abaya's kasha is. If Abaya is asking that, no, you're allowed to have an asatet varechon shiurim in theory. It's just in this case, it's not mashma that way from the Mishnah. Okay, so then Abaya would have a valid kasha.
What's wrong with the first way?
What's wrong with the first way? What's
yeah? Abaya? There's a rule in Shas.
Right, so that's why the Mishnah says 3 years, so everything's very good. That's Gufu. Abaya is answering his own kasha. And Achinami by Baro Yosef should be less, but that would go against the principle of Nesatet Varecho Rishirim, and therefore we can't have a special halacha for Baro Yosef.
So what's the kasha then?
That's precisely what we're asking. We don't understand Abaya's problem. Abaya's problem doesn't make sense in the simple pshat of the Satan's Varechon Shiurim.
Because if you say that Kepeda is a raya, then for some people the raya should be after one day.
Right.
I mean, Zal said, no, I'm sorry, even though there's a real proof after one day, but we're going to make it 3 years.
Right. That because of the rule of the Satan's Varechon Shiurim. That's the part of pshat that Chazal do not want the halacha should be change by every person. It lends itself to too much machloikas, too much ambiguity. So Chazal made a takana of a low plug that we can, even if it's true, there's a raya after one day, we don't accept that raya. That's Pashim Shat in Osatet Varechon Shiurim. So if that's the case, so then Abaya would have no kasha.
So at which point that we clearly switch, and maybe as Rabbi Max was asking before, that we're going into Akanas Hachamim. Because Rebbe was working
we're
with
the... We're not going into Akanas Hachamim. Parshat Shahad, we're going into Raisa.
The Raisa now...
We're going into Akanas Hachamim.
No, it's not going into Akanas world.
We never said Akanas Hachamim, please. I never said, maybe you said. I never said Akanas Hachamim. I said, so far, everything is deraisa.
I'm pretty sure that we're saying, I thought that we're saying that if so, the Chachamim didn't want to have shiurim all over the place.
Yeah, the Nesat is could be a din derabbanan.
That's so. That's not if that Torah says so. The Torah says so. The Chachamim don't get involved in oikar davar ben haTorah. If the Torah is saying that this is the way it is, that's the way it is. Midaraisa is the way it is. Because the Chachamim is not nice.
And not like your Dhamma Torah. The Torah says that let's say that it's following Kpeda. Come Chachamim. Chachamim is saying, yeah, we're not going to make it in the Shiurim. We're going to take that the whole Torah, you know, we're going to apply it in 3 years. So ultimately, the Chazakah is the Raisadika thing. Rabbanon.
Somebody should have proof in one day. Does somebody have a proof in one day, mid the Raisa?
Yes.
The concept of Nasata Dvarcha the Shiurim is found in the Raisadik things, not only in the Rabbanon things.
Whatever the rice is, I don't know what the rice is. Ben Atayra, whatever the Ben Atayra is, I want to know at the rice level. I have it in one day. I'm happy. Is that okay? I'm saying the rice we're saying in one day is good.
One day could be a raya, but it could be the Torah also doesn't want the Sadat Varecha to Shirim. That's Sandy saying that the Sadat Varecha to Shirim could be a derisa to Kesvara also.
Oh, that's already there. A hold of now, no, okay. Rebbe saying that's the rice of Kasha, in Cain, it's not the regular shiur, and that means the rice, so we don't have that. Okay, that's new. That's what I'm asking. Okay,
but I don't hear the problem, even if it's a Dover Abanan, I don't hear the problem.
Yeah,
well, I can come and say that if the Torah is telling you a certain rule, and that rule could apply in 30 different times, yeah, we're going to narrow it into one.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll have to see. So we don't understand what Abaya's question is. The only way I can understand Abaya's question is if Nasata Tverecha to Shiurim is not a rule. It's just a statement. And according to you, it comes out, a daichik, that the halacha would change according to each person. But I don't think that's what the word means. Nasata Tverecha to Shiurim is a shas phrase that halacha cannot be changeable. Okay, so I'll have to look that up. But that's just, again, I want to keep on reading the Gemara. Adamarava, Shasa Kamaisa, Mizer, starting. Arte, Vitlas, Mizer, Tfeno, Mizer. Oh, the Rashi says, Reshbam, I'm sorry. No Reshbam. So this is very strange. So Rava says, a new Svara, that after 3 years, the guy doesn't watch his shtar. So the problem is, okay, so the guy doesn't watch his shtar, so what? But what's his proof that it's his? Why should we give it to him? Like, what does this have to do?
Maybe the other guy's zikha would have made him a chodin, knowing that. Yeah.
So what does this have to do with anything?
No, yeah, knowing the guy who loses his shtar, I better make him a chod.
What?
I better make him a chod. The guy.
Why?
Because the guy's not gonna.
The guy has no. I'm the Marikama. I win. So then I lose the shtar. It's his problem. What do I care if he loses his shtar? I win. I'm the Marikama.
I mean, the Ramban. Ramban over here.
He's Muxik on the field.
Yeah, I know, yes. Famous Ramban. Yes.
No, he seems to learn just like step two is within one, three is within two. Mm-hmm. That means that the Gemara is still holding on to the concept of this proof.
Okay,
the fact that he was shaisik is still a proof, and the taina of achli shtarcha only offsets the fact whether within 3 years can you. There's no real proof until because he can say achli shtarcha after 3 years that disappears. So really, the raya is a combination of being quiet and not saying achli shtarcha.
Right. So okay, that the Parshim shot, we'll have to see that Ramban, we'll have to sit Zion Nikiyim on.
I know. There's a big tzos on it, and there's the Tayesis
and
Yos Yaakov.
But the simple shot is that Rav is not dropping his first shot. He's still saying that there's a raya after 3 years. Because why weren't you kapit? But then that there's a, what about by bar yashiv? They get a raya right away. Teretz is by bar yashiv. There's a counterproof, because where's your star? Because you should have a star. So even though you have a proof, but there's a counterproof, and the two proofs cancel out. So then you have to wait 3 years, because then there's no counterproof. Okay, so what comes out is a little funny is that now there's really no reason for Rava to say that an average person isn't coming right 3 years. Now you could say, you could really, once you're saying such a structure, then you could say an average person is coming right away. Right? Now there's the whole reason why Rava had to say before that an average person is not kapit after till 3 years, because Rava had explained why the raya is only after 3 years. But now we're saying that Bar Yosha for sure are kapit right away. And Afa began, they don't win until after 3 years, because there's a counterproof. So then you could say by a regular person also, a regular person maybe also is kapit, I don't know about right away, but not necessarily would wait till 3 years.
Don't they ask this kasha on the Ramban?
I think the Rajba
asks this. No,
the Rajba I think argues with the Ramban. Okay, we'll have to see. In other words, are we retaining how much, if at all, is Rava in the final shot retaining what he said before? Is he? There are three choices.
Remember, we're going to change Rava's shot based on a Maisha Shehoya.
Nice to show you. Rava coming along with a new svara.
Because of what happened with Bar Yoshev?
Not because it's not a Maisa, it's a theoretical. It never happened.
Oh, okay.
It was a theoretical shayla. What would be if it would be Bar Yoshev? In other words, there are three possible choices. You could say that Rava at the end is sticking exactly to what he said before. He's just adding this svara of 3 years, you watch a star. You could say that he's modifying slightly what he said before, and he no longer says that a person is cupped after 3 years, but maybe a person is cupped after 2 years, after 1 year. But it's basically similar to what he said above with this modification. Or you could say that he's completely dropping what he said above, and it's like the excise, and it's just purely a takana drabanan. It has nothing to do with what he said above, and it's just because people lose their star. Right? I think those are the three possibilities in the
Sukkah. What
doesn't the word Ella, you know,
star in the beginning?
What? Sorry.
What did Rava think before he came up with this Isdari Shtari, right? What happened to Achmi Shtarcha before? Well, he didn't have to have a star before. He said people lose it right away.
Yeah.
And now Parrot says that people don't lose it right away. So now we have a Tfiyah. Before it wasn't, we never asked him where his star was after a day. But yes. Now we do.
Yes.
Okay. It's a big chiddush. It's a switch.
Right. One of the big questions they ask on the Shine, I think it's the, I don't remember, Rabbi Meltzer is going to have to remind me because I didn't, you know, but I know there's a Ramban and a Rajma and a Ksais. I think there's also Chidushe Harim that had a question. What would happen if the guy has a good explanation why he lost his star? Let's say there was a war in Ukraine. You know, you bought your star, you bought a field, and now there's a war breaks out. So everyone had to run away. So you can't say, where's your star? You know, I ran away with the shirt on my back. So there's no Achvish Tarcha. There's no where's your star? So according to this Gemara, you should have a chazaka in less than 3 years. In other words, I was there 1 year. You didn't protest. Then the war in Ukraine broke out. All of a sudden, I wasn't expecting the war to break out. No one was expecting that. The Russians attacked. So everyone ran away. And of course, my shtar got blown up. Or don't have to be so radical. There was a fire in my house. You know, everyone knows that my house was burnt down. You know, in those days, I don't think people had safety deposit boxes. So you want to know where's the shtar? Don't you know my house burnt down? Everything burnt down.
And then what did that answer? What does that cause?
Oh, it's a shver. It's a kasha. The Gemara is answering. Rav is answering. Abaye has a kasha. That by Bara Yosef shall have a chazaka right away. And Abaye, Rava answered, because till 3 years is a counter taina. Where's your shtar? So the kasha is, there's not always a counter taina. Very often the guy has a good explanation why he doesn't have a shtar. It was a fire. His house burned down. You know, that's a good Jewish business. You make a fire, you know. But okay, it's a joke, but all right. But in other words, a fire is a, you know, the, you know, you had a fire. So you can't say, ach, vi shtar, where's your shtar? It was a fire. So look, I think it's a kasha. Abaye said, you should, according to Rava, you should have a chazaka right away. Rava only answered, the reason why you don't have a chazaka right away, if you have a taina, where's your shtar? So it says a chidushei arim, that there are cases where there is no taina, where's your shtar? A lot of cases. Not such a crazy, it could be, it's probably more prevalent than Bar Yashav, where people, there's a fire, people had to run away, there was a war, whatever, so the guy doesn't have a shtar. So it's not such a crazy thing.
But why? I don't stand the kasha. He's an inus.
That's right. So he should get a chazaka right away. I bought a field from Bar Yashav. I was there for a year. Bar Yashav didn't protest. So I have a raya that he didn't protest. Now I want to say the field's mine. Bar Yashav comes back and says, hey, but what do you mean? But where's your shtar? Say, what do you mean, where's my shtar? My house burned down. Everything burned down. Well, my svarim burned down, chas v'shalom.
It could be right.
So then there's no title.
Could be the house burning down doesn't get chas v'shalom, but svarim do?
What? Yes.
No.
Chas v'shalom, svarim.
Rebbe could be right, and it could be that he would get a chazaka right away, but we wouldn't say nesat lebrach is shurin on that. That's not called nesat lebrach shurin.
I don't. First of all, I don't see why not. And second of all, we probably have that right because I don't think anyone passed in such a way in halacha. You know, there's a shulchan aruch. That's how we used to shlug up. You know, the best way to shlug up a pope, which the only way we can ever shlug up Rashida's pope with Shirim, is according to Yoreb Shad, it would come out this halacha. And it's not true. There's no such halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. And if you have there for a year and there's a fire, you get a chazaka in 1 year. I am sure there's no such halacha.
It looks like today I'm constantly disagreeing with Shmuel. I would say just the opposite, that here, because of Nasat Advarach Lashirim, it has to be 3 years. But for some reason, in the previous answer, we couldn't manipulate it. That I don't know why. But that in the previous Mahalach, Abai's question is a good question. But over here, rather because of Nasata Dvarach Lishurim, it's going to remain 3 years.
Okay, I hear that. That I hear. But I don't know. But again, we don't know why. So we don't know why. I think that's a Chidushi Arim. My recollection is from at least 7 years ago. So it's not a raya, and it's probably from earlier. So it's not a raya. But let's continue. I just want to continue to see the whole Gemara yet. And I'm a Rava. Talash shalom aisa miser inish bishtare. Tarti v'talash miser. Tarti tas miser tfeno miser. Okay. Amene Abaya. Anime Ata. Nacho, Shabba Pana, Brotame. Nacho. The Amarle, Ibok is my boy. I'm a Mr. Mishtari. In other words, Nacho, Shabba Pana, Brotame, Nacho. Is he asking this by everybody? Or only by a Baal Yashiv.
We finished with the Baal Yashiv, no?
If you're not a Baal Yashiv, then you have to wait 3 years because then there's no Raya. So if there's a Machosh and Abu Fanav, then there's no Raya. So if you're not by a Baal Yashiv, Mechaira, Abaya's Kasha, Pashtus only makes sense by a Bar Yashiv. If you're not by a Bar, before we brought in Rava's shot of Star, we understood why a Machosh of a fun of is good. Because there's a Raya that you didn't protest. Once you protest, even Shalom of fun of, there's no Raya. So, right, this Abaya's Kasha is only Shver based on Rava's fine of shot. And Rava's fine of shot was only said by a Bar Yashiv. By a non Bar Yashiv, you don't need Rava's fine of shot. So the Chayra, this Kasha, is only by a Bar Yashiv. If you're not a Bar Yashiv, once you make a Machosh of a fun of, there's no Raya that you sold it. Because human nature is to protest, and you protested.
Not if we're dropping the whole first shot. Maybe had different halachim.
Okay, but assuming we didn't drop the whole first shot. Assuming that Rav is working with the first shot, he's just adding what he said to answer Baal Yashiv. So then Abaya's Kasha is only in the Baal Yashiv case. No? Why, Sandy, why are you making so many faces?
I'm not sure why.
Abaya wouldn't have asked his kasha before Rava said his last thing about watching the star, right? That means in the original chat, the human nature is you get upset, but you would be yaitza, so you're upset with a machosh and a befanav. No one would have said you have to be a befanav. It's only now that there's a svara of the star that we need a machosh befanav. So that's Akasha. The Mara answers.
According to Baal Yashiv, he's always making a macha. Bafanav Shlom Bafanav, he's always making a macha.
Right.
Isn't a Baal Yashiv always making a macha be'etzem? We're always saying that he's somebody who's makbid. So therefore, his lack of saying anything. So now this Baal Yashiv, right, we're assuming what? He made a macha somewhere else?
The question is, right, the Baal is asking, if Baal Yashiv, the way I'm meaning it, if Baal Yashiv, after a year, would make a machosh shalom b'fanav, it shouldn't help. Because the fact that he kept quiet the first year is a raya, they sold it. And there's a counter raya against him. Where is your star? There's no counter raya because the guy, I never heard the machosh. So the Gemara answers, let's just finish the Gemara. The Amile, Chavrech Islay, the Chavrech Islay. Okay, let's then look at Rashi, Rashbam. Imach is that boy. Have you missed your shana? Start yaitzim and give a shot him. Umishani, Chavrech Islay, Benoidano, Shemachisa, Bemayisa, Lekucha, Biyatka, Givarecha, Chayran, Izar, Mishtarcha, Yaitzim and give a shot him. Okay. All right, I'm going to stop because I'm losing my voice. So tomorrow, we should look. What? Okay, thank you. We have to look at the Tisus, obviously. And then the most famous parish here is the Ramban. But I would first like to read Rabbeinu Gershon. And maybe also the Mukhe Yaisei. But okay.
Which Tosis?
The ones on the page.
Okay.
The one here. But the most famous Persian Ramban, there's the Ramban that Rashman excites, but I don't want to do that right away. Because we're going to give us, you know, we can't rush into that. So let's first read the Tosis, Rabbeinu Gershon, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, the Rush, and then
Rabbi gave shir this morning or not so good until tomorrow?
First of all, I'm sick. In yeshiva, I would have been off. Second of all, there's vacation.
I'm not going to come back when tomorrow.
Tomorrow is also vacation. And I hope I'm not sick tomorrow, but I don't know. And okay, anyway, the Marista. Okay, Shikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi, for showing.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, that's the worst thing in the world to be sick during vacation time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my wife is complaining. She says I do it all the time. Okay, thank you. Okay.